Back now with Day to Day. 6 weeks ago, Farouk Al-Zouman became the first person from Saudi Arabia to climb Mount Everest. The climber says he wants to encourage young people to follow their dreams just as he did. Carol Murphy reports.
Zouman's path to Everest was first set when his dad got him into sports as a toddler. He swam, learned Taekwondo, and played soccer. But it was only when Zouman moved to the Northwest U.S. to go to college that he fell in love with climbing mountains.
I was in the United States for a long time, actually, on the West Coast, especially in Oregon and Washington. So a lot of mountains were around me in that environment. It was like surrounded by all these mountains, so it was just beautiful to climb and see it.
Zouman hiked up Mount Shasta and Mount Rainier, and he was taking in a spectacular sunrise on top of Hawaii's Mount Haleakala when he got the idea of tackling Everest. After graduating from the University of Oregon in 2007, he looked for an expedition company with a good safety record. Then he began looking for money. His middle-class parents are civil servants and have four other children. They supported their son's quest, but couldn't afford the $30,000-plus it would cost. In the end, the PR firm where Zouman works and a Saudi fast food company picked up the tab. At 11 p.m., on the cloudless night of May 20th, under a full moon, Zouman set out with his Sherpa guide for the final push up Everest. 16 hours later, they reached the summit.
I was breathless, like how the clouds look like. I just love clouds. Just the seeing that the mountains, like how they came through the clouds. These mountains are huge, like 7,000 peak and 7,050. And I see them just from up there, and I know that I'm on the point, which is like the top of the world, the whole universe.
30-year-old Zouman said he felt more proud for his country than himself.
An international sport like that where we've never been in. It's like, yes, we did it, as you know, the Saudis. It's like more that I was thinking about my people more than about me being the first. It wasn't like a big goal for me to be like the first Saudi. Mm-hmm. More than it's like, you know, raise the flag, you know, and represent.
Like many Saudis, Zouman is devoted to his religion, and he makes a practice of reciting the Muslim call to prayer whenever he reaches the top of a mountain.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Creation of God, like trees, animals, would hear that too. In my mind, it's like the higher I go, the more like creations of God that will hear actually the prayer. And that will be a witness for me in the Day of Judgment, and also will get me like even closer to Allah.
Back in Riyadh, Zouman was hailed as a national hero. Now, he says he wants to use his accomplishment to inspire other young Saudis not just to dream, but to make those dreams happen.
The main thing for now is that trying to motivate people that everyone got their own little or huge peak, whether it's Everest or not, you know, and this is life. And taking the first step, you know, taking the initiative and start, you know. And we have a saying in Arabic that we say, like, you know, it's probably in English too. You will finish 100 mile with one step if you start.
For NPR, I'm Carol Murphy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.